Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What is the last thing you want to hear from your healthcare provider, or at least one of the last things? And what does it have to do with others going into crisis and drama around you, which will delay you being able to get your goals, turning them into reality? Well, let's find out. So the other day, I had my second root canal of the summer. I think it was either May or June, if you didn't listen to that episode, and I talk about my emergency root canal. But I had to have a second one because of the accident I was in. Now, the first one went really well. The second one, whenever the endodontist finished up, went okay, because I'm already basing it off the first one. And I'm like, okay, so this is going to heal really fast, right? And he goes, oh no, this is going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. And I was just so taken aback. That is not what you want to hear after someone has been drilling in your mouth intensely. And the only reason why you're there is because you can no longer stand the pain. Now that is point number one. Is because 3 or 4 days after my first root canal on June 1st, the second tooth started firing off. I went back to the dentist who went, yeah, this one's going bad too. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm self-employed. I don't necessarily want to spend a few more $1,000 at the endodontist. And he's gone, well, then wait till you can't take it anymore. And that's what we do, right? Because we're leaders. We will continue to put up with the pain until it breaks us. And that's a problem, because when it does break us, now we're in a crisis situation. And when you're in a crisis situation, you cannot grow. You have to deal with the crisis first and get that settled down before you can move your very powerful mind into progress. So number one, I waited too long. It's the same thing with us whenever we go to get help. We typically wait until the load that we're carrying has literally broken us emotionally, mentally, sometimes physically. We just can't go any further. And I get that. I've done it. I just got done doing it with my tooth. But also keep in mind now that the achievement that you can go after is going to be a little delayed because we've got to get you out of the pain that you're in first. So number one, went too long. Number two, he had to get in there and he really had to take out a lot of decay that had been accumulating over the years. And I liken it to this. Think about having a pool in your backyard and you left the cover off of it all winter. And so what did it do? It filled up with rainwater and leaves that were blowing around, trash, maybe those blue plastic bags from the grocery store, the people's fast food cups that got thrown out of their car window going by, all of it got blown into your pool. Now, it's warm weather. You want to be able to use the pool. But you go over to the edge and you look into it, and oh, you can see how murky the water is, but the water's still. So you can see all the gunk that is accumulated on the bottom. You got to get it all out. It doesn't make sense to put fresh water into it with all that crud in there. In the same way we're told in the Old Testament, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. It doesn't work that way. So you got to put the vacuum hose in there and you got to get all that gunk cleaned out. So what happens when you put the hose in there to suck it all out? All that crap laying at the bottom now comes up to the top. It has to get all stirred up to be able to get it out. And so that's what we can do working together. You know, I'm assisting you in getting in and getting that those things out that keep reinfecting the wound that you have, but that wound can be turned into your wealth only after it's cleaned out. So that was number two, is that my endodontist was really having to get in and clean out a lot of infection, an infection that I had put up with way too long since the beginning of the summer, because it just kept compounding. So that was number two. And then number three, he drew a boundary. See, he was telling me, this is what you did, Dawn. You now have to take responsibility for your part. So that means the pain's going to be different. And he did explain that to me. The pain's going to be different than the abscess in the bone of your jaw, but there's still going to be pain. And so do not call me in a crisis. Continue to take the actions that I told you to take on how to alleviate the pain with my medications and other things he told me to do. Do that and give it a few days for things to settle down, and then it'll start getting better. So he drew a boundary around himself and said, don't call me in a couple of days moaning, bitching, whining, and complaining because I won't be able to do anything. Okay, what about you? Because maybe you haven't drawn a boundary. And now people are calling you in crisis. And you're going, no, there are consequences to what you did. But because you don't have a boundary, you go in and you save them from those consequences. Because that's what you were programmed and conditioned to do when you were a kid. I get it. I was telling my coach a couple of weeks ago, he thought it was pretty funny, about I was 19, had a two-year-old. I had already been acting as an adult for many, many years. And very dysfunctional family. I was married to someone. I had already been married for a few years. And unfortunately, I was married to someone who was mentally ill. I did not know that whenever I married him. And he was medicating with drugs and alcohol. And it was just a bad situation to be in. And my mom calls me late one night. I live not too far from them. And she said, you got to come over. Your dad's throwing your brother out of the house. And your dad's at the front door throwing your brother's stuff into the front yard, and your brother's in the front yard throwing it back into the house, and they're screaming at each other. Well, I pulled onto my mom and dad's street, and all the neighbors are out on their porches watching the show, because it was a good one, because that's exactly what was going on. Dad's throwing my brother's stuff out, and my brother's screaming at my dad, throwing it right back in, and they're playing this game of catch. Now, you've got three other adults, my dad, my mom, and my brother. And yet it's me who's having to show up, getting out of the car, going, everybody, get back inside. The neighbors are watching. And I was the one that had to make it all okay for everyone. So I get the fact that you've been programmed and conditioned at a very young age to be the one to always calm down the reactions. But every time you do that, you pay the price for their crisis and chaos. And that is with your focus, with your actions, with your emotions. And now you don't have what you need as far as the energy available to turn your dreams into reality, because it's being spent on everybody else and their bad behavior. So you want to start looking at how have you been rescuing others? And what is it that you can do to begin to draw those boundaries in small ways and go, this is my expectation. And so when you're talking to the other person, it can be, this is your action. And if you find that you're entangled with them to where if they don't take the action, you're going to be responsible for it, then you want to look at ways that you can begin withdrawing from that relationship, because they're the ones who have to follow through on the consequences, or they will never be empowered for their next level. Okay, if I can assist you, 1-636-699-7791. Send me a text. Leave me a voicemail. Let's have a consult to see if I'm the best fit for you on how to move you forward into your legacy leadership by revealing who you really are. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.